The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98KUPD.
My name is Trip Reed. It's going to be a nice day.
I'm not going to stop doing it. I really like that.
My name is Trip Reed. It's going to be a nice day.
I can't get enough of it.
Man, that talk is going to happen sooner and sooner.
But what's your favorite station, Trip?
WPLJ 95.5.
Hey, come on, man. We're working hard over here.
Had to have a solid jingle.
Yeah. What do they do?
Best rock.
Oh, okay. What do you think of this show?
Not bad.
No.
Back in the day when they would hire singers for the jingles.
Oh, I miss that so much. Oh. That's one thing about radio that I think we got screwed out of.
Gotta have a jingle package.
Just on time. Hey, it's John Holmberg in the Morning Sickness Crew. We'd have tons of those. Oh, it'd be, I'd never stop.
We should bring one back.
We don't have any. You'd have to hire singers, and there's nobody doing that for a living anymore. There's no jingle package. They'd be the same people you'd hear. It's John Holmberg. They'd be like 88-year-old people.
I tried doing those with the ones we found from Crix and Crux that Chuck had.
Damn it.
Good
that would be-
morning.
Yeah, those are rocking.
That's right. We had a bunch of those.
We're here to get you up. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. 98KUPD. Brady.
Yeah, we didn't get those. We got screwed out of that deal. But what are you going to do? I just got an email from a guy who says, my buddy was up at the Sturgis thing and sent me back a story during a rally in 09. This is before COVID. He said there was a massive hailstorm. It came and dropped golf ball-sized hail all over the place. A ton of bikes got severely damaged, his included. And he was telling me about how the hail started and everyone started running for cover. And he saw all those painted floppy boobs from the mamas. He's got photos of it. He wanted to know if you want them. I think you might like them, Kim. I would love some floppy mama boobs. The best one I heard was last week when the guy said that he was looking at the Sturgis naked ladies and the lady had the chest body paint of Kermit the Frog. It looked like he had Bell's palsy because his eyes were lower than his nose.
Droopy.
Big droopers.
I can't imagine the hail riding. Brad, have you in the rain, it's brutal.
In the rain,
if you don't have a helmet on.
Yeah, I haven't done it in the hail yet, but
be
rain
an idiot
is,
to ride.
Yeah,
in
you got to pull over.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, like driving in hail, for God's sake. Kenny says, two things, John, about watching Brady jerk it with his Oculus. Remember that jump rope video you talked about yourself and how awful that would be? Now imagine that, only it's a bear with a bucket on its head.
Little frustrated. Can't get it off.
Now I want to see it more than ever. Anyway, what are you going to do? I was driving around on Friday, and I had to go to a doctor's thing on Friday, and then I noticed that we were just talking about it off here. The Spirit Halloween stores are up and ready, and I said, we're not doing Halloween, are we? It's not going to be Halloween.
It doesn't
like
look
traditional
like, I mean,
Halloween.
You know, there's a couple of things that rolled out like that. Knott's Scary Farm is not happening.
Yeah, well, those things are over, I'm for sure. But they're people still going to, parade their kids from stranger's house to stranger's house in some sort of a weird. But then again, you brought it up, Brett, kind of accidentally. It's the safest of all the holidays. Everybody's in a mask.
Exactly.
I mean, so maybe Halloween's the only one we can do.
It'll maybe.
Because it's, if your kids are all masked up and stuff, even if it's those plastic weird ones, but that would be the requirement. Except for I think it's going to be one of those things that's going to turn political. It's 4 days before election. And you're going to if this is still going on the same way, you'll have people standing on your porch to see which side you're on.
It'd be like last year in our neighborhood, people got real lazy and then they got indignant on our Nextdoor app because they put candy out on a stool.
Well, sure, that happens every year. But this year it's going to be, if you don't open the door with a mask, you might have somebody on the other side getting mad, and then you get these political fights, or somebody on the other side has a mask on and or doesn't, and it's just the vice versa thing. Like, there's going to be people parading around trying to be, you know, have an agenda with it. That's the thing I don't want to do. I don't really want to deal with any individual's opinions, like, on my doorstep. Like, I can handle it here or, like, in open
That's
forums.
That's why we
did,
but, you know, think the kids most of the stuff is out front in the driveway.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah but they're still wandering up. And you're still.
You think
and,
the kids in The Mandalorian are going to come up and give you a political speech?
Not the kids, but the parents might. Like, if you open without a mask.
Well, then don't take your kid or not.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you don't, and then you got some Karen standing in your driveway screaming about your political, you know, you're probably a Trump fan. Like, well, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to give your kid a Kit Kat. And I'm in an argument because the tension is going to be as high as it can ever be this year's Halloween. 4 days before this election, you're telling me people are going to have their heads straight for Halloween? There's going to be fights in the streets, especially in your area. Well, everybody's kind of on the same page with you. It's all Mormons.
Yeah.
Nobody's really diverted over into the Hillary camp there. But you got like standing in your driveway, and you probably have 10 or 15 people there at one point. Somebody's going to say something. Somebody will say something. It's just going to be a pain in the ass. So I'm looking at these spirit
Halloween
stores.
You're not wearing a mask. That's my character. I'm part of the plandemic.
Right. That's not a bad costume. I'm guy with it. But yeah, that's going to be a pain in the balls. Plus, if you've ever been to a spirit Halloween store a couple days prior to Halloween.
It's a nightmare. No pun intended.
Disaster. Oh, that's the scariest part of the whole holiday is going into one of those places. It's disaster.
Just a wall of costumes. How about that one? Nope, we're out.
No.
How about that
it's
one?
The
nope,
floor
we're out.
Of costumes.
Yeah.
Because somewhere around October 26, people Nobody stop cared. Hanging things back up. They just throw it on the ground and look for their next thing.
I would say, I mean, you know, it's not happening only because
Halloween.
it still seems like school quietly is not going.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But
until first quarter.
If you're not going to do school.
But Halloween's in second quarter, so.
But that's going to make
close.
It worse.
Yeah.
If you say, all right, there's no Halloween.
You're going to want to go out.
You're going to have people who go, screw that. No, yep. You know. The,
yeah.
You know.
Or neighborhoods.
Because we've all complied so well to this point.
Right. Yeah. So far. But I'm looking at these things and I'm like, do they normally open in August or is this rubbing our face in something? And I don't want to hope shame. I don't want to make hope go away. Halloween. Maybe there's something we'll all be better by then. But, man, looking at it now, I'm like, who's planning for it? Who's planning the party? Who's planning? I mean, they're going to happen. But.
And they say the costume sales are up this year.
Already?
Already?
What? Pacing ahead of what they were last year.
Who's planning it
Who does that now?
There's I get those spirit.
Yeah, they're open already, I think.
Yeah, they're open, there. But
I get those. I started getting texts.
What?
Like
how often are you
two
there?
Months ago. No, it just takes one
Did
time
you
that you
invest
buy
in
a
spirit store sometime?
Yeah, I went there last year. I bought a bunch of stuff. I don't get
Yeah, I've bought yeah, stuff for some reason. I've bought stuff the last
but
couple
I did,
years.
I did get something online one time. So
oh,
that
that's
was
why. Yeah, there's a reason. They got your info. That's crazy. Yeah, so I started to sit. I want Halloween to happen, but my head just rolled back like, oh, no. 4 days before the election, people, you know, walking up driveways.
Yep.
There's going to be fight after fight.
I said it'll be if the Halloween actually doesn't happen the day of or the trick or treating, it'll be like Christmas because people will still decorate their houses and cars will drive by. And
what's the point of that though?
People will organize their own trunk like or treats is what'll happen.
But it is like Christmas at least you know you get presents at home. Halloween you're supposed to get people just driving around seeing
you're
people's
supposed
house.
To be social.
I mean it's gonna cause that issue, but I don't want to. I don't want – because I'll be the one – like I guess Halloween's canceled or it's not. And then you get that rap on the door from dude who wants to make his point.
Yeah.
No, you're infringing on my freedoms. I'm like, I'm not participating in Halloween this year. And then you get egged.
Handed out masks.
Yeah, I'm just looking at all the downsides of this because, yeah, you got to hand out masks. You'd be the dick on the street that hands out masks and plandemic info.
Brady would get around it. He'd put a full-size Snickers in the mask.
There we go.
Who just rub Snickers on the inside of the mask.
Kid, this is a dream come true. Everybody thinks you're complying, but what you are is just kind of licking your mask. Like a feed bag.
That'd be great. Instead of wax lips, you get the wax mask.
Oh, man.
You
edible
can
eat
mask.
Your own mask. All right. Only you would have thought of the edible mask. Although I am getting tired of smelling my own breath. Something's going on. Friday.
You got one of those throat nuggets that we
I don't know
talked
what
about
was
a
going
while
on.
Ago?
It smelled like I ate a trout for lunch. I don't know what was happening.
Jesus.
I was breathing. I'm like, I got to get out of this thing. But
man.
Yeah, it's getting tough. And you know, I saw a story last night, Channel 3 ran, which made me laugh at the same time, kind of made me think. It was a CNN story, but they ran it last night on the Sunday news. And evidently, Americans are still flocking to Mexico to hookers.
Yeah.
I mean, by the thousands.
And they talked to one.
And they talked to a couple, but they had one girl there who's like, I'm so scared.
It is down a little.
I got a six-year-old, so what are you going to do? I'm like, get a job that isn't blowing dudes like everyone else. You know, it's just the way of the world. She's scared to death, not of AIDS or anything like that anymore, as a Mexican prostitute. That was her number one fear up until June. Now it's catching the cold. And she's still out there. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And they showed the street, and it's just chock full of Mexican hookers. And then they threw a number out that said, on average, it's like almost 100,000 guaranteed hits from America. And the one lady has like regular clients that drive into Tijuana from, and he's just sending her money while it's going. He's like, we need to keep you going. So, here's some cash.
Weird.
Just little prize packages that he's sending over to Tijuana because his regular hooker is, you know, really affected by this whole thing. And they did a whole story on Mexican hookers and how they still troll the streets of Ensenada and stuff. And they're like, you know,
Tijuana.
There aren't as many Americans here, so they're really suffering. Where they used to have sex 17 or 18 times a weekend, it's down to like 7.
Yeah, it's.
And I don't know how their kids are eating.
Raise your rates.
I don't know how the kids are eating. Mom's full. But I don't know how the kids are eating.
Then the one anonymous businessman in his 50s.
Yeah, they got one of the dudes.
I coronavirus safe. I use wipes.
So he towels her off with some baby wipes.
He's talking about
I don't
in the hotel room.
That
I know.
It's sound just, of those things coming out of the tube.
All right, Consuela, let's spread those open and clean you out here for a second. I'm not going in dirty. Gross. Yeah. I like my Mexican prostitutes spotless. Get a little spick and span. Sorry about that. That's probably inappropriate, but I'm going to clean you anyway.
His combo of using wipes on his hotel room and only eating outdoors.
Yeah. A collective vomit from the city, please.
Oh.
You still... Oh, God. That's the thing I always love is the dudes who go down on prostitutes. I think that's the funniest thing in the
only
world.
Only outdoors.
But I only do it al fresco now. I'm not going to do that inside. They trap that air. It's only safe to do that to your prostitute outdoors. Yeah. Anal Angus is right out in these days.
How does a hooker allow that?
What, you go down there?
Yeah.
For money?
She it's free
care.
Cleaning. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
free cleaning.
Wait a minute. Toledo, you think all of a sudden she's got drawn lines?
Yes,
no,
yes.
You know I'm what? That's filthy. I wouldn't if I was you.
I'm hopeful.
You should probably focus from here up.
You said focus, right?
Yes. Both us.
I'd question the guy. How does the guy do
that? Oh, yeah. No, it's not the woman's fault. She just lays there and takes all the filth in the world.
Okay.
Dude, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to make pleasure for you.
Oh, whatever. It's your funeral.
Can you imagine the smell on the inside of the mask after that?
Brett. Too soon. Yes, I can. I was doing it Friday. It smelled like a two-trap. No, to do the whole story on Mexican prostitutes and how they've been so affected by this. You didn't care about Mexican prostitutes prior to that, and they were getting railed on average 17 or 18 times a weekend.
That's this blanket story that tourism's down.
And we kind of get it, that they're at risk. I didn't think that when they've closed down all the sex shops and all that stuff, they were like, man, it's been really rough. And then they had this dude in a strip club with all the lights on, and he goes, for the safety of my people. I have decided to not open my business. Like, what a guy. The safety of my horse, I have decided that this is way too dangerous.
I'm philanthropic.
So I've given all of their money to charitable causes like fish legs of Mexico. It's ladies who have thighs that actually stink like fish. It's bleeding through their pores. But yeah, Mexican hookers. And I'm watching that, and I'm like, are they trying to make me feel sorry for Mexican whores? Like, is this like, oh, can you believe it? And they kept bringing their kids into the mix. Like, every hooker was like, I have two children. I have to feed. I have to put food on the plate. I'm like, wow.
And you know what that story does? Take a little bump in business now.
You think people are going to feel bad?
Yeah.
You think there's going to be some guys going, you know what?
That's their Chamber of Commerce moment?
Any store is like, oh, you know what? Down. It's down. It means prices are
down. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
You know what I saw? I think we should head down to Encinitas.
You should go down and help some of them whores out down in Mexico. They're having a real tough go with the COVID.
All we need is some wipes and just eat outdoors.
Well, hopefully the weather's nice. Oh, no. All right. That's enough of you. Yeah, I didn't know how to feel about that. When they threw the story up, I'm like, am I to give money? Is this something that they're trying to get me to be nice about? Or I don't really know what to do with that.
The clam fund.
Yeah, I really don't know how I'm supposed to feel. I'm like, good, Mexican hookers are out of work. I think that's how I felt.
Rah!
Rah! I thought we hated human trafficking. Now we're like, you guys are jerks.
Oh, that's too bad.
These poor little girls can't get their 17 or 18 thuds a weekend, so down to 7. They're going to tighten up. Maybe this is good. You know, the best time to go down to Mexico is when they cure this thing. You need a crowbar and some WD-40 with these hookers. They're going to be so back to normal. Their change pouch is going to get normalized.
It's down a little bit.
I just hate it. I'm so tight now.
Used to be 18 dongs a day, down to 7.
I used to have the local children put their ear to it and hear the sea.
We're probably going to have bad infomercials now with Sarah McLachlan playing in the background for $9.95 per month.
Goopy eyed. She's got goopy green eyes and she's in a cage.
I used to do it 18 times a week, and not only can you hear the sea, you can smell the sea. It's very amazing down there.
That's it. Yeah. Get your ear down there.
Mexican hookers were a sad. CNN will go to any length to make like some liberal lunacy happen. Like, come
on. Our reporter's been there for 3 weeks doing the story.
We had to do some background. They're really, truly hurting.
I have to resort to butt play.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. How much is that, actually? And then the one guy kind of suggested in the story, I don't know how exactly he worded it, but he sort of suggested that they do a lot of facing away, which basically means it's one position. Like, we're both going this way, right? Mask up, push
like
it that way.
Like the cafeteria and the MLB can't eat facing each other.
Oh, yeah, they have to face different. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. Exactly the same.
So it's only reverse cowgirl with the Mexican hookers then? Or,
okay. Yes. All right. Yeah, you got her. She got her. Whatever way it is she's faced, can't be face to face with her, which I don't think you would ever want to do in the first place. Who wants that? Like, I really like to be face to face with my prostitute. No. The only position is facing away. Completely and only. So
I like to stare into her eyes.
And isn't it the 1 year anniversary of Jeffrey Epstein dying? I think it's like the last year at this time.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was in 1 year. And they did. That's why I thought that, and in fact, that's why I thought they were doing the horror story in Mexico. I thought it was going to turn on some human trafficking thing, but they didn't do any human trafficking. They did a whole feel sorry for the Mexican sluts, and I was blown away by it. It is 1 year today, right?
Yep.
That he.
Well, that he was found.
Suicide. My fingers quote through the radio. But yeah. But not once did they ever say it's a terrible problem and trafficking's bad. And they actually were lamenting the fact that usually they get like 100,000 dudes a year down here to bang hookers. Have you ever done it?
Banged a hooker?
Yeah.
No.
In Mexico?
No, absolutely not.
I've never met a guy who has at least admitted it, but they have numbers.
Where would you do a hooker? In your homeland?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know, might be a little hairy, but you know.
Like a
couple of broad.
Look at the gravy.
In Amsterdam.
Yeah, you were in a room with one.
And yeah, I hired one in
Barcelona. You hired one?
Just what? To smoke.
Oh, yeah, he sat there and talked to her.
It was,
what?
It was a no-go.
He didn't. Yeah. He wasn't good. His friends talked him into it, and he just sat in a room with a Russian.
All right, you're fine. Let's go back there. And here's your $150. Look, I can't do this.
Were you going
He's
down?
Like, great. Yeah. I got my money.
I've asked you, but I don't remember. Like, did you were you hemming and hawing, or was it a no go from jump? Were you thinking as you're walking down the hall, you know what? Pull the trigger, man.
I was initially just going there with them, just to want to see,
right? Because
you go to a house, and,
sure.
But yeah, I wasn't. I had no intention necessarily to order up. I thought you could just hang out there or something.
But you can't.
Well, so they sit down on the couch, the three of us, and they parade. Yeah. 20 women there, and they introduce themselves.
Did you point one out?
What's the ratio?
You have to pick one.
Oh, you got to
pick.
But
why didn't you just leave?
Because you're, I mean, again, you're right there on the couch in this private room.
You felt peer pressure.
Yes. Yeah.
So you couldn't tell your friends.
And they're
I'm
like,
not
come on.
Banging.
Brady, just
hooker.
Pick one.
No.
You know, and, you know, they weren't ugly by any means.
You needed to be strong.
What's the ratio?
So the one I picked was Russian.
Ooh.
Which is an aggressive language. And she smelled like a. The way, I mean, aggressive sounding. You
right,
know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You thought you were going to get torn to bits.
Like you're thinking a little bit, and then all of a sudden, oh, geez. Because she gets a phone call while we're walking down the hallway to the bedroom that is our room. And she's just going to, it sounds like she's going off on somebody on the phone.
Could be.
And it could be, yeah. So then we get to the bedroom, and she's like, all right, I got to clean you off first. You got to get, you know, they have a little shower room.
Did you go through that part?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought
no,
you
I'm
yeah.
like, oh,
I remember you saying that. I don't remember the whole story.
Did your buddies participate or
oh,
what?
Oh, yeah. I thought I'm going to have to wait a half hour at the. They have a upstairs bar in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'll just go down the hallway and wait for them. And I'm over there. Hey!
Yeah.
They're in and out in 5 minutes.
You guys want to go get some trout?
Brady
I got a hankering for trout.
Brady took his full allotment of time.
I was the last man out. Man,
yeah. Iron Man.
I had a nice time in there with Svetlana.
Yeah, I don't understand the prostitution thing. I thought we were supposed to be really mad about that. But no, evidently we're supposed to go down there and supplement their income if you've got it. They're like the Humane Society. But I love the Sarah McLachlan idea of the just that goopy-eyed one, the one with the green goop in her eyes. You're like, nobody cares about this girl. I don't know if that's green goop from a long time ago or if it's fresh.
John, little hint on the whorehouses. If you go down to Rocky Point, avoid the ones with the seagulls lining the roof.
Oh, all right.
Why?
It's the fish thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't even think of that. I thought it was assumed.
Just not a good look anyway.
Yeah. I guess any – that's true.
It looks like a fishing boat coming
yeah,
in.
Imagine at the very least, it's a seaside town. In Denver, if they're surrounding the building.
That's wrong.
And, you know, it's really bad. You've confused the wildlife. There's bear outside.
What's
just
with
like
the
waiting.
Bald eagles?
Yeah. It's just predatory animals.
Buzzards.
Take out of the water.
The buzzards.
Oh,
you're in trouble
dead
there.
Dead fish. All right. Strike one for you. Gross. Yeah, I don't get it. But I was laughing, and then I was like, felt bad. And then I laughed again, and then I felt bad. I can't even watch. That's how bad I am. I can't watch the Sarah McLachlan commercials. They
no,
come on.
Right away.
I'm hitting it. The dying hookers in Mexico, or money's getting killed. And I was giggling the whole time. Because dogs don't have a choice. People do. So I really can't feel that sorry for her. That she had a kid when she was 18, that's rough. But the only way she's chosen, the only quality she's got, is to sleep with American tourists for cash to feed her kid. And now, you know, COVID affects us all. It's not unique to you, slut. And what of an American sex worker? I don't think they're having a really down time.
We talked about that a couple months ago, about Van Buren. How is Van Buren faring?
You think?
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
If you don't have as many people out on the streets.
But they deliver now. You don't have to go on the streets. There's websites and stuff. My friend Max worked at a bar, and he said to me while we're sitting there, he goes, that lady right there? I'm like, yeah. And he gives me the website, and I forgot it. I think they've shut it down since. But he goes, she's here every night. He said, in a few minutes, a big fat dude named Don's going to come in, and he's going to sit next to her. And he goes, that's hired up. And I'm like, no kidding. She looks normal. And he goes, there's four of them in here right now. I'm like, no kidding.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, we're like a hotbed because it's such a normal place. Of getting people in. I'm like, Max, this is insane. And then so he started to point out people, and I'm like, you'd never guess. And then he gives me the website with that lady on it. And I'm like, this is her. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I told you. I'm like, holy Moses. And then he sent me another one because I asked for a friend. Because I have a friend who's – this happens to guys in their late 40s. He's divorced. He's got a couple of kids. And now with the COVID, he can't do anything. Well, his kids are at grandma's. And he texts me, he goes, I don't think I want to date on Bumble. I just want to get this over with. He goes, do you know any hooker websites? And I'm like, no, but I have a friend who does. Hold on. And I fired one over to him, and he's like, this isn't bad. Some of these are pretty good.
What's he got with Tinder? Tinder's the same thing.
Tinder is, but you got to buy him stuff. And he don't want to. He wants him to leave. The problem with Tinder is sometimes they like
Carl's
you.
Bring Carl's Jr.
You, yeah, okay. That's going to get you there. See, you need to go to Mexico.
Yeah?
That's where your love lives.
The Western Star pays for it all.
You get a bacon double Western cheeseburger or the Carl Star burger for kids. I know you probably have kids.
In the car.
I'll bring some star-shaped nuggets.
Get the star nuggets and leave those in the back seat for your
your chillins.
Unfettered children.
Don't forget the ramen.
Yeah.
Got a cup of noodles.
Yeah, no, he doesn't want them to, like, sometimes he finds that they don't leave. Tinder girls stick around. Hookers go home. Or wherever.
That's why you pay him.
Yeah, if she thinks, well, if you bone her.
On the,
on the Tinder, then something went well, and she's now you might have a clinger. And so with hookers, you don't. And I've talked to several. I know a guy who quit on women at age 45, and he's like, nope, haven't had every other Friday on payday. He'd hire out, and actually started to go to dinner with her, so it was more of a relationship. Go to dinner, take her home, she'd head out, boom, boom.
Is that
done.
Doc Ellis?
No, Doc just moved to Central America to do it. No, it's a friend of mine.
And got a book.
And he's like, that's the best way because I'm no good with relationships and I don't want it that way. So he hires out on Fridays, every other Friday. He's not doing it anymore as far as I know, but he did it through his working life.
Well, you're paying for it one way or another.
Exactly.
At least you're guaranteed this way.
He actually told me it was cheaper than when he had his girlfriend. Yeah, because he's like, I had this girl and they were dating. He said beyond like just the driving, the mileage. He's also Jewish, so he kept track of mileage on dates.
Oh, no.
And he'd go back and forth to her house and pay for dinners. And he's like, this is a pain in the ass. And then she needs him. And like he said, I knew it was over the day. I started to help her move. Because you never have to do that with a hooker. Nobody's ever helped a hooker move. Yeah, it's true. COVID's affecting everyone, though, Brady, especially those Mexican prostitutes that things were going so well before and now.
So I just asked this guy for the websites. He goes, John, they're sugar daddy websites. They're everywhere. ASU students all over them.
Yeah. I don't know what they – like my buddy sent it to me, and it was – yeah. It was a pretty impressive display of pictures, and I was impressed. I was like, man, these are young – like they're college girls just taking stripping one step further. It's out there. It's horrifying because you got – you know. You don't even know it's there. It's like, but again, I'm so naive to all this stuff because I just choose to believe. That's my rose-colored glasses. I just choose to believe that's in only seedy underbellies and stuff. It's all around me, everywhere. Like, I'll go to restaurants all the time and see it. I can't. Ralphie and I, when we were in Vegas, and he had been living there for 3 weeks.
I can spot a hooker like nobody's business, Johnny. Watch this.
I'm like, all right.
Hooker. Hooker.
He's just pointing at women as they walk by. Hooker. Hooker. I'm like, well, they're all hookers, Ralphie.
They got that little bag. It's got 7 condoms and wipes in it. That's all she needs. She's got the money she gives to a pimp. He waits outside.
I'm like, what?
And he goes, she's here every day.
And we're playing blackjack.
Hey, Johnny.
What?
Hooker.
I'm like, really? Like, these look like normal people.
Hooker.
I'm like, Ralphie, how many hookers are in here?
They ain't no good women in this building. They all hookers.
Oh, no, they're not. My wife walks by, hooker. I'm like,
in a way,
someone had a story on what the pimps are making.
$634,000 a year. I saw that.
We talked about that on Friday.
$34,000 a year. A pimp.
Cash, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know that they're really.
I don't think they're filing.
I don't think ADP is involved.
They're not using Square.
Well, then they have to know that. They have to know that income sometime. I mean, that could
be. Well, sure, but I think it's assumed. Kind of like they said there's 8,000 Mexican sex workers registered with the government. You're supposed to register as a hooker, even here, to you know, for medical things and otherwise, and they have legal stuff down there. But they said there's 8,000 registered, and they're like, that's probably 5 times less than the amount of hookers there are. So think of that. If that's true, even if they're wrong, and it's 3 times, you got 20-something thousand prostitutes in Tijuana, Ensenada, and a couple other places Americans go. That's a ton. And they're getting business 17, 18 times a weekend. So how many men are going down and doing this? It's so much bigger than we know that I can't even fathom it. It doesn't even register in my brain as a possibility. You could take me there right now and say, it's on me. Pick one. I'd be like, no, I'm not doing this. I am thoroughly disgusted by the idea.
John, I could probably...
Mexicans? Are you crazy? What are we doing? Why aren't we back up home?
John, I could
I'm an American.
I could probably write a What Would Brady Do for later in the show, but my father-in-law is the Genghis Khan of Mexican whores. Ugh. I didn't even shake hands with him before COVID. Now I'm going to need a suit when he comes over.
Is he still going down there?
I'll ask.
I want to know the dilemma of the far left liberal person who goes to Mexico for whores. Because right now they're like, you know, COVID's and like they want to do all the right things.
Yeah.
But they still want their whores. Because they're out there. Everybody who denies it. And, then, you know, because I can see the non-mask wearing right winger screaming, I'm a free American. I get to go to Mexico and hump anybody I want. That kind of thing exists.
You're going to face
yeah.
me,
and
boxers.
He's going down in his giant truck with a Confed flag hanging off the back, just spitting in the face of COVID.
I'll show you freedom.
So that guy, he makes sense. But the one who's got the dilemmas with COVID, maybe lives with his mother and she's sick, but he still wants to drive down to Mexico and get the regs. Especially if you're in Chula Vista or something. It's like a 20-minute drive.
And that's to TJ, isn't it?
Yeah. That's gross. I know. To all of us normal people, it's gross. But there's people out there listening right now by the hundreds that are like, what's the big deal?
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
I don't get it.
John, recently me and my wife were surprised when we found out two of her friends are pros on sugar daddy sites.
No kidding.
Some good friends.
Did he send pictures?
Yeah, what do they look like?
I want to see this.
And now I'm getting all the hooker websites. I'm not giving them out. I go to this one website. The young girl sluts in there are amazing. And the stuff they'll do. Even I'm shocked and I go there.
And I go there.
I just can't imagine it. The way your penis is designed with that scoop, read about it.
Well, right now
it's designed to remove
scoop it out.
Yeah, to remove other suitors. So yes,
strongest survival.
So yeah, that's why your penis has that weird. What is that? That big
the curve?
The dinosaur that has that head that
the stegosaurus.
That's why the end of it looks like that, because it's designed to plow in and pull out any other people who could potentially take the egg.
Oh.
And that's right. A little science for you, Brett. I just dropped some science knowledge on you. So to me, I don't want to do that with
you. Don't want to dig, huh?
A hooker. No, I'm not an archaeologist. I want to set up a dig site.
It's like a highlight scoop.
Yeah. All right. No, it's not. It isn't. No. You're making me think of highlight, and I don't want to right now. I like highlight. But yeah, it's. Now I'm picturing. Like, mine's nothing like a high-li scoop. Yeah. I want to make it more that way. So that's why it's designed that way. So think of that next time you're with your Mexican prostitute, that your wiener's doing extra work.
Listeners are on it doing
look
the research
at this.
For us. This They're, is the web, one of the websites.
And I don't know if that's what shows up. What's that middle one right there? Down. Nope. Back. Down. Right there. That one doesn't look so bad. She's pretty.
Hey, that's my wife.
Oh, my God. She's that girl's. What about the one to the right there of the one I just picked? They're beautiful. Is this what shows up here? Maybe we've been missing out, boys. Is that local?
That's local. This is Phoenix.
Venmo today.
They got a site for Venmo Flagstaff.
Yeah, how do you pay? Does it say that?
That's Madea, not your Madea.
No.
Tyler Perry's Madea. I'd hate that at the door. Hello? I'm like, oh, my God, I got a Madea. She's huge, and I think a man. Wow, yeah, this is an impressive display of.
Got some reviews, too.
Now, they're not all winners, but.
Are there reviews on there?
Read a review, Richard.
Right.
Let's read,
yes, we need to.
Read the review for.
In order to read reviews, you must first submit a review of your own.
We'll get in on that. My face still smells like a trout dinner.
You are about to submit a review what of this.
Clicked on that one. Get a good one. Don't click on the giant. We know what the review's going to be. Damn.
Trustworthy, ripoff, sweetheart.
Trustworthy. Yeah, that's the word that comes to mind with prostitutes. Trustworthy. First thing that comes to mind when I think of, you know.
So this is the Uber of escorts? Don't forget to give me 5 stars.
First thing I think of with Sundress Princess is trustworthiness. I
found Onyx was really. Yeah.
She was honest, forthright. I trust her with my children. Onyx came by, and despite having a huge dick, I really trusted her. I mean, after we sorted that whole mess out.
So not a ripoff. Trustworthy eventually.
Well, that one don't look too bad.
She's beautiful. That one looks like the girl from the OC, Misha Barton. It may very well be Misha Barton.
Before.
She went nuts. Yeah, before the crazy. Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to read, you're going to get in on this? Write a review. Not only did I sexually have a great time, she cleaned the house. This will become your permanent rogue name.
If you submit a bogus review or behave like a douchebag, your account will be deleted.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I didn't even know that was a thing. There's a lot of satanic imagery on this.
Yeah.
I've noticed that every page has another devil on it.
Yeah, they want to make sure that you know who you are.
Wow. Anyway, what are you going to do? And I'm sure these girls have been hit hard by the old pandemic. We should get them in touch with Doug downstairs and get some advertising. And evidently, dudes like close-ups of fat butts because they're included in everything.
I've got a butt. Check. I also have the other thing. Check.
That one in the pink. That one in the pink is fantastic.
Yeah, the one in the pink.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Should be so lucky. My Jewish friend had it well thought out. These people go home. Yeah, what are you going to do? Just don't go to Mexico anymore. Look how many quality American jobs you're taking away by driving all the way to Tijuana. Look at that beast. Oh, my God. The Michelin man wants $50 to blow me.
$70 for a quickie, $100 an hour.
$70?
Yep.
That's nothing. I'd be nervous. God, I'd be scared to death. I told you the story of, that one guy that wrote in on What Would Brady Do?
Oh, yeah.
That said his Ring camera caught the guys across the street. The hooker went in, and then two dudes went in, and he claimed that they beat him up. And hours went by, and the whole neighborhood went crazy, and it was just a shakedown. He took his money, and they gave him everything, and they ran away. He said he was beaten up. It's all just a scam. Now, some of these girls are exactly what you'd picture, and then others are pretty good. There was like a grandmother in there. I'm out. Anyway, it's pretty weird. Now I'm fascinated.
It is. It is fascinating.
But it's the whole, again, like this whole in plain sight thing.
Yep.
Like it's been under our nose the entire time, and because normal people don't see it.
Tiara works your hood, 24th and Camelback.
Hey, she's one of them Esplanade gals.
I'm sure you see her at the Merc Bar
weekend. I'll tell you where, the Merc Bar, I don't even know if that's still around. It was, and then they remodeled, and I don't know if it's back yet. Mm. But that the bar at the Camby, I saw a prostitute there. But that was when the Raiders were in the building. So
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe
there's one who advertises she's practicing.
She's got her COVID mask on.
Yep.
That's probably because her face is necrotizing from all the goo.
Her lips have fallen off.
Yeah, they just plopped off. What's all over me? What is that?
And there's your grandmother.
Yeah, there's grandma. Hey, that's a thing.
Sexual unicorn.
Ugh.
Grandma taking the pipe.
Yeah.
God.
God, you're just rolling through and seeing your grandma. Well, that's what they're saying.
How would you react like if you ran across this and you found somebody that you know or you worked with?
Oh, I'd call them immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately.
What's your rate?
There'd be zero. I could be like, hey, Jill, what's going on? Hey, I'm going to say three words to you in a second. Slutshame.com.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to tell anybody, but.
But I gotta know.
But I'm free now because I know. And so I'm holding this over your head. I get a deal. I get the discount. Wow, that's pretty fascinating. Everybody's butt is a picture. Not one. Evidently, you don't care about your hooker's face. No, they're supposed to face away. It's COVID. Be responsible. Hook responsibly, I say. But it's everywhere. And in this wormhole I've been in for the last couple of weeks of reading about everything that's right in plain sight that you ignore because your brain's normalized. And they said that we're the indoctrinated ones. The normal people are the ones who are like, you're indoctrinated to the weirdness all around you. And they tell you constantly. The one big thing that they do is TV and movies make these things kind of normal.
Normalized.
And then they heroically save the day to make you feel like, oh, it's all bad and we all recognize the same thing. But you never question the concept of, like, Taken. Taken's the one that comes to mind every time. We never question the concept of the movie Taken. We all kind of deep down know. Every bit of what they didn't have to explain Taken to you very much, and we don't know the international sex trade, but we know it's there.
But I remember when it came out, there was plenty of friends that were parents, And it freaked them out a little
bit. Yeah. Well, because
I mean, you
because but they still think about why you understand it so easily.
Right.
Because you do. Like, it's not a foreign
concept.
Like
they did some research on this.
Right. But you don't have to do much, because even you and I, who aren't into this, we're like, oh, yeah, that's a thing. We've never been even remotely associated, but it's because it's been in plain sight the whole time. You don't even have to explain it that much.
Hey, what's Alex's... the one with Michael Douglas, too? You know, his daughter, you know, they got her doped up. He was the politician.
I don't remember that.
Traffic.
Oh, Traffic. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah, but Alex's... it doesn't. It's constantly been in movies where, like, yeah, people get stolen for the sex trade all the time. You guys know that.
Yeah.
And we do.
Alex's sister is going to be a sophomore at ASU this fall. She called me up and asked me if I could get her a stun gun.
Yeah.
So called the boys
over.
Get
her some of that tactical black training.
I asked her about that,
get
too.
Her
she
in
doesn't.
There.
She's afraid of the training.
Why?
So I said, well, you're not going to have a stun gun then, because somebody's going to have to get close to
know
you.
Know how
so
to
you
use
can do
it.
Get her a flamethrower.
So the boys, the boys at MMP Guns, they're like, she needs a taser. So
she's
going to get a taser.
Is training on
she
how to use
training.
Stuff. She's going to end up getting it used on her.
Trying to convince her to do that.
Yeah, get up there and do that. You'd be blown away. You see what they teach you. And also how it's tough to get to your weapon. Mm. You're carrying it around all the time. Very rarely, if somebody's got bad intentions, are you going to be able to get to your weapon in time. Unless you're like Brett and you just carry it in front of you.
Right.
He's got it pointed out at all times. He's ordering sandwiches with it. But yeah, it's like that. It's very hard to get to your taser in your purse if somebody comes up and attacks you. You have to know what to do. So yeah, if she's a sophomore in college, that's the best kind of timing for that. Get her in there, Richard. If she's asking for a taser,
yeah,
get it in her head. She can get the taser after she gets a training. So many people think that's going to be enough. Oh, I've got a weapon or I've got something in my purse. And then they get that used against them.
John, can you give one of those ladies a few roses, quote unquote, and send old Jer out to interview them?
Yes.
His nervousness would
That's
be awesome.
Jeremy's new job, by the way. I'm sending him to really awkward places. This is a good one. We should get Jeremy a $70 prostitute and have her just interview him.
Interviewing whores, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So, have you ever been with a Confed soldier before?
No. I'm just going to turn around. I can't look at you.
I'm going after war. Smells like clams. Anyway, what's on the big board of musical treats over there, Brett Fesley?
Oh, we got some entertainment here.
Some very good ones.
Frank Zappa, sexual harassment. And somebody hit
that's
up
the song?
Yeah, that's what he said. Then somebody wanted to hear Heart Crazy on you for a Trip Reed.
Oh, you know what? Trip would love that. We'll let him introduce it.
The Cult, Born to Be Wild for Sturgis, The Black Moods, Soundgarden, Birth Ritual, In Flames, Deliver Us, Seven Dust, Bitch.
Trip had a suggestion as well. Okay, we'll put that up there.
Ministry, Just One Fix, and Highly Suspect, Mr. Asylum.
Mr. Asylum's a great song.
I don't know that one.
Mr. Asylum is really good. It makes me almost want to just go against the boss, but he's big on it.
Gonna do crazy
he
on
really
it?
Wants to do crazy.
Tough to
on
beat.
It. That's Mr. Asylum is fantastic. You have to admit that that's a really good one, Trip. But all right, all right. I know what album it's off of.
Sales just went up.
Yeah. Is it going to be nice today? Oh, well, I don't even know what you're doing. By the way, it's all Jeremy Trip. He's the one who loaded him up and everything. He came down here for the weekend and did it.
Spent all weekend.
Hopefully Tripp's not coming in today. Where are you going to be? Oh, I see. Common weekends. I don't know. Brady, you pick. It's your first day back in the building. Heart or Highly Suspect?
Highly Suspect.
No, all right. Really?
Okay, Heart.
Oh, Brady, you're just pandering now.
Be the first time Heart's ever been played on this radio station. Oh, yeah.
We know. All right. It's Steve Stone and Casey Kasem. That's who he is. And he's great.
That is. Yeah, that's a good call.
He's absolutely great. Man, he's smooth. I've never been that good at this. I've never had that voice. I'm terrible by comparison.
Well, when you have it, you know.
He's got it. You've got it.
Yeah.
You too. You probably talk shop a lot.
It's going to be a nice day.
It's going to be a nice day.
It's going to be a nice day.
All right, we'll do Highly Suspect. This is a great song. I like this one a ton. Do you have it loaded?
I was trying to get crazy on you, but I'll get that one.
Oh, we might want to go back to back. That would just be great.
Larry's at home. He's going to have a coronary.
No, he's immobilized. His back's chopped. He can't run
do anything.
He would love it. We've played worse.
Than Heart?
Crazy on You is a great song.
No, it is.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98. Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker number ND100231, NMLS number 186377, LifeChangerLoan Corp is an equal housing lender.